Gosh, what is it like to go into a game and play in a dome? Mm-hmm. Last Sunday was windy. That's out of the equation. What does that add to the offense?
It makes the weather report shorter. when Pat gives that, for us, especially with the way we've thrown the ball, it's obviously to have no elements and to be able to go out and spin it is quarterbacks enjoy that. And so I think it'll be no different. We're looking forward to it. But at the same time, you got to go out and execute and do the same things that you would do, whether it was windy or not. I think any quarterback around the league would tell you they enjoy playing inside because you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about winning. You just throw the ball, and if you feel like you can be accurate with the ball's going to go where you want it to go. So,
Coach was talking today about how they'll bring more exotic blitzes than Denver did, and they've obviously got a good pass rush. Can you just talk about what they bring?
Yeah, well, again, just like Denver, they have a great front, and they can create pressure with four guys. But sometimes, they like to mix it up, and not only those four or the same four, but they like to bring different guys and use different packages. And so we'll have to have a plan for that. Obviously, Greg Williams has done an excellent job with that defense and have had a chance to face him the last few years. And so they always come out and they play hard and they give you a lot of looks and cause you have to study a lot. Our coaches are putting together a good plan for it. We'll have a plan for it. It'll just be about, being able to execute and pick those things up so that we can drop back, get the ball off.
You remember playing a team before that had five number one picks on that defensive front?
I can't. It's been a while. It's a heck of a team now as far as defensively and what we're dealing with because of that talent. Guys get picked in the first round for a reason, and it shows up on tape. Shows up when those guys are playing. The talent that they have. Robert Quinn is as good a pass rusher as you'll have in the league. And then Aaron Donald is playing at such a high level. I would put him up there with anybody in the league as far as a three technique goes. So when you have the other guys aren't bad, but just speaking of those two guys, when you have two guys on your line that are, in the tops in the league, you can create issues. And so five first-rounders, obviously, they can stay fresh. They can keep rolling guys through and create problems for you.
You know, this is the third year in a row you're playing in a different uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. I just appreciate them being on the schedule, so I have at least something familiar. It's the third year in a row, looking forward to it. They're a good defense. Like I said, Greg Williams done a great job with that. Jeff Fisher is a heck of a coach, in my opinion, and has done a good job. They've done a good job of building that team from when they took it over to now, and so it's fun to go against them. They play hard. They play really hard, and obviously very talented.
Every
defense.
Year they've added another defensive line.
Yeah, exactly. The first time it was like two first rounders, and now it's five first rounders. So they keep just picking those guys, they're deep there up front for sure, and like I said, those guys can stay fresh when they come in. They can roll in different guys and they can come in and play really hard, and that's the thing that you got to keep up with, because if you don't, they'll disrupt the game.
The negative of the dome is for a road team is noise. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you ever have a problem with that, or do you deal with it okay?
I think we deal with it fine so far. Domes can be tricky, but we'll work our silent cadence and do the things that we've done before to handle that. So it shouldn't be too much of an issue. Played there years ago. My first opening day start was in St. Louis, and so it was rocking and rolling back then. I think they were coming off of playoffs and Super Bowl runs and stuff like that. So it was really going, and it can be a very, very loud place. So I've been there, but we'll have a plan for it, and I think we'll be fine executing that.
Josh, do you feel like you personally and the offense as a whole have gotten off to slow starts, and how do you recommend it?
Yeah, I mean, we have. The tape doesn't lie. I mean, it's been slow. We got to be better. It's weird because it's kind of flipped from when we started through the preseason and the first game of the year. It was a fast start, and now it's kind of flipped. So, you know, we grow every week, we get better. Hopefully the blend of those two things where we start fast and then we can keep it up will be part of us taking the next step. So you're exactly right. It's something that obviously is in the forefront of my mind. I want to get back to doing what we were doing through the preseason and through that first game of the year where we started fast and moved the ball down the field and got points and touchdowns. And so, we'll be focused on that for sure.
The coach said this week, given the crowd noise in their front, simpler is better. He said he told you guys that too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I mean. When you start adding in the variables that they have as far as crowd noise in their front and all those things, you have to be careful not to add too much to your plate that you create issues for yourself. So we'll, you know, coaches have done and continue to do a good job of putting that plan together as far as keeping things simple so that we're able to execute in the noise.
Does that mean limit what you do pre-snap, or does it just mean you do it differently?
Well, it just, yeah, probably better said differently than anything, yeah. Sometimes that'll be pre-snap, but sometimes it'll just be what we do all together.
The difference between 2 and 5 and 3 and 4 kind of speaks for itself. How do you kind of try to will the team to a victory or do whatever is necessary to avoid being 2 and 5 and getting to 3 and 4?
Well, you put in all the study hours you can and just go out there and make sure you're as prepared as possible. And you're right, there's a huge difference in that, and we understand that. But at the same time, you can't let that be suffocating to where you go out and you grip the ball too tight because we've got to get to 3 and 4. You just you still got to go out and play. So it's finding that balance. But I think finding that balance in that is the preparation. You find that balance in your preparation. If you go out there and you feel prepared, then you give yourself a better chance to execute.
Josh, when you're hard on yourself like you were Sunday and even Monday, what's the key for you to get in the right mindset to bounce back?
You know what? It's just on the day off, take some time, spend some time with my family, and you move past it. You just move through it. It's kind of, you work through all the stages of kind of grief, so to speak, after loss. You go through all these different stages, and then you got to move on. And Wednesday is the day, you know, when you hit Wednesday, or really Tuesday night, when some of the pass plays and some of the stuff starts coming in, you start studying and get your mind around these guys. And for me, Monday evening and Tuesday, I start to study the tape a little bit, and that really helps to move on, because, like I said, at the end of the day, we got 10 more of these, and so we've got to be able to move on. We've got to be able to, you know, move our focus onto the Rams and take it 1 week at a time. I cherish these opportunities. So I think the Mondays that it doesn't go well, I think it stings more for me. Maybe it's because of my age and because of our situation and because of the way the defense played. All those things considered just was why I think it hurts so bad. But again, you know, we're moving on. Like I said, we gained a lot of good things. The defense played lights out, and we need to bring these two things together. Where they're playing at a high level, we're playing at a high level. That's the kind of football team we want to be. And so, in order to do that, we got to focus and move on, and not drag and not linger on from that loss.
Josh, how do you get over these close?
Josh, in your last 16 games, you're 2-14 as a starting quarterback. What's missing, and how can you reverse those fortunes?
Well, I don't really, you know. I don't get focused on that. I don't go, you know, hey, I'm 2-14, so let's fold the 10 up and go home. It's just not my nature. I just keep playing and play the next game and go out and try to win the next game. That's how you reverse that. So I don't really get caught up in looking at that. But thanks for reminding me.
Josh, the close games. How do you get over that hump? How do you get over the close game? You've been playing really close.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah. We just got to continue to finish. Got to execute better in the end. Pat harps on it, but he's right. Every play matters. And if you look back through these games, there's one or two snaps here and there. I told y'all the other day there was a snap that I really focused on that I feel like would have changed the game for me, and so every snap matters, and I think that's the idea is we get all 11 guys on both sides of the ball playing with that kind of focus and going, hey, this might be the one. And I think it'll be the difference in winning close games.
Can Austin Davis help you? I know that he'll be instrumental in helping them with the offense this week, but can he help you also this
week? Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you've had a guy that's been in somebody's operation and knows what they, you know, the ins and outs of what they do, especially personnel-wise, hey, how's this guy run versus how, you know, we talked about it. I've played these guys the last 2 years, so I got a pretty good idea. But anytime you got a guy that's been around them as much as Austin has, he obviously can be helpful.
Josh, with that Johnny start that I asked you about, how much of it is having the play calls you're comfortable with and executing right out of the gate? I know you guys script stuff.
Yeah, no, we were on the same page with that, so that's not necessarily an issue. It's just, it's little plays here and there. We felt like, you know, we came out of the gate, missed a few, but we had a fourth down opportunity there the other day in the game and just came up short. But you get that, you know, get that conversion, and then we're off and moving. So I didn't really have an issue with any of those plays. There were just little things here and there within those plays that kept us from being right, but it wasn't the play calls. So I feel like I like where our openers have been when we've started games. It's just about us executing.
Do you feel like you have to be kind of creative or resourceful once you get in down into the tight real estate of the red zone and the end zone because Gary's a really tall guy?
A little bit, but our guys, you know, our coaches have done a great job of putting together a game plan and helping us spread the ball out. We needed to get down there more Sunday. We didn't. We were 2 for 3 when we were down there, which is good. We just got to get down there more. But I think I like our red zone game plans every week.